Well, I performed the song, my own composition, by the way, in the snow under the kitchen window. And naturally, I throwed in some whining and heavy begs at the end. Slim was listening. I could see him through the window. Even though the screen was rusted and had some green paint spots on it. Typical cowboy paint job. Then he left the window and I heard his boots on the floor. He was coming to the back door. By George, it had worked! He opened the door and stepped outside. What's wrong, Hanky? You hear some coyotes out here? No. You miss old Drover? No. Well, maybe a little. Say, it's cold as a witch's refrigerator out here. I don't know how you can stand this cold. Right. Well, old pup, I've got the solution to that problem. It takes time, but they'll come around. Here, try this. It was then that I noticed the smoking frying pan. He scraped the contents into the snow. I got to fooling around and kind of scorched my taters. They'll warm you up. Night-night. He went back inside. I sniffed his taters, which were still sending up gray smoke. Did he say kind of scorched? Kind of burned them to a cinder is what he kind of did. And I'd never met a dog that would eat such garbage. I mean, if he couldn't cook any better than that, he sure didn't need to worry about me begging at his table. Well, I had no choice but to increase the volume and intensity of my presentation, so to speak. I howled. I moaned. I cried. I gave him the full load. This went on for 15 or 20 minutes, until at last he came back outside. He leaned against the door jamb and crossed his arms. Hank, you're making an awful lot of noise. Yep. Is this gonna go on all night long? Yep. It's pretty cold, ain't it? Yep. Would it help if I let you come inside? Yep. Will you dogs stay in the utility room? Yep. Cross my heart and hope to die. I mean, you ain't one of Sally Mae's favorite pets. Nope. And she'd skin me alive. Oh, what the heck? Come on in.